Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Phil Potempa, Marketing Director at Theatre at the Centre. Welcome back, Phil.
Thank you, John.
You have a new show starting. Tell us all about it.
That's right. It's the Pajama Game. That's September the 12th until October the 13th. So we're right in the midst of it now, but plenty of time to get tickets. And if it sounds familiar, think of the late, great Doris Day, who just left us. And that was a movie that she headlined in 57. She was in it with John Raitt. Bonnie Raitt's father was leading man. So no Rock Hudson, no James Gardner. It was John Raitt was the love interest. And it was first a Broadway show, then they made the movie, and now we're resurrecting it with Linda Fortunato directing as the Broadway musical.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm familiar with the show.
Okay.
Oh, yes. And I what are some of the famous tunes from it?
Oh, it's
remind me.
And your listeners will know this if they hear dun 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 da 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 dun.
Oh,
Hernando's
yes.
Hideaway.
Hernando's Hideaway.
Olé.
Olé. It's a tango.
That's right.
It's very sultry.
That's the one. And then there's another one that said, "Hey, you with the stars." And
oh, that's beautiful.
Kind of like that.
Your rendition of it is somewhat lacking.
I'm sure I'm not selling tickets with this, so you can see the real talents and the Broadway caliber talents that are going to be doing this. And just the synopsis, if you have not seen the film, it's very clever and fun. It's still set back in the 50s, and you've got a pajama factory, hence the name. And the seamstresses and the workers that make pajamas want a 7.5 cent raise, and so they're up against the company officials and of course the head of the grievance, which would have been the Doris Day character. Her name is Babe in the show.
Mm-hmm.
She falls for the head of the executives, and so therefore they're at odds, but a happy ending will prevail.
I see. Well, I think that sounds like a wonderful show. You have just gobs of things going on, though, all the time, in addition to the shows, the main stage shows.
We do.
We have comedy.
Yes. Comedy nights and concerts and the special events, we sandwich those in with these main stage runs. So the two biggies that I really got to toss out here is Elvis, A Salute to Elvis My Way with Brandon Bennett, and he's phenomenal. Two concerts that are Saturday, October the 26th, one at 3 o'clock and then the 7:31. And then this guy, I don't know why they keep bringing him back, but this Phil Potempa and the From the Farm cooking show, kind of a Halloween theme one. I'll be back with that fun cooking show with lots of prizes and surprises.
Are you going to have Sven Gulli?
Wouldn't that be great? Have him cook up some fun?
Well, everybody who's doing programming in Northwest Indiana in October seems to be having Sven Gulli.
That's our Hammond friend.
Yes.
So I guess I'll have to be your poor man Sven Gulli. That's Sunday, October the 27th. And the reason it is extra exciting is that my fourth cookbook is getting launched From the Farm based on the Post Tribune column and a longtime feature in The Times. So that fourth copy of the hardcover cookbook, which is back from the farm, will be launched on that same day. So it'll be a fun stage event.
I think you could pull off a Sven Gulli.
I think I could.
Look-alike.
Kirk, one time, our maestro did the character from Kiss, right? In full makeup
and
garb. So I think I could do it.
Oh, what else?
All right. And so, John, you and I share this anniversary together. It's the 30th anniversary for Theatre at the Centre. So that 2020 season is going to be extra special. The Performing Arts Centre, our home away from home, opened in 89. And so take a listen to these great titles for the main stage subscribers and for everybody. It starts in February 2020 with John Denver's America. It's a musical review salute to all the songs from John Denver, who was a pretty big hit when he would come to the Star Plaza. So that's brand new, never been done in Chicago or the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the spring, it is Tolly's Folly, which is a romantic kind of a fun play. Two person that'll star our own artistic director, Linda Fortunato, and her real-life sweetheart and husband, actor Sean Fortunato. And then we get to summer, and it's Ain't Misbehavin'. That's the speakeasy kind of gin joint review with all that great music from Fats Waller.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fall, a classic, Hello, Dolly. And we've already lined up Ife Butler to be she's going to be our Dolly. And then our Christmas is going to be the one and only Elf the Musical, so some family fun.
That sounds like a great season.
Yeah,
something for everyone. I love that Fats Waller musical, Ain't Misbehavin'. I used to play the original Broadway cast album with Nell Carter the time when it was first out.
Yes,
yeah,
Nell Carter, yay!
when you still had albums to play.
That's right. That's right.
I love singing along with that show, and of course, Hello, Dolly is just. I saw it with both Bette Midler and Bernadette Peters in New York, and when it had its recent run, it's just a fabulous musical.
It is. It's just always fun. Yeah, all those great songs and audience, they'll enjoy revisiting it.
Yeah, well, that's great season, and you do it's the theater is really happening.
It is, and you know, right now it's subscriber time, so that's the best time to get all five shows. But then all the single tickets and things will go on sale in December, so you can get individual tickets. But boy, subscribing is the way to go, because then you've got all your shows and your tickets, and you can arrange your dates and one stop shop.
Yeah. It's great. It's a very comfortable theater, too.
Thank you.
All right, Phil. Thanks for being here to tell us about all the stuff coming up. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.